104.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 12th day of November. And yes, it is cold.
Yes. Chilly. Bundle up.
It's French dip day. Ooh. I actually dated a girl from Paris. That's what I called her, French dip.
That's gross.
It's also happy hour day today.
Cheers.
And pizza with the works, except anchovies day. Good morning. We're Joe. You know, this morning, a state senator wants to keep a state takeover Atlantic City going, but not for as long as others want. Democrat John Bertuccelli just introduced a bill to extend the takeover for another 5 years. That's half as long as what a Republican senator is pushing for.
Brigantine is the latest shore town to declare a local state of emergency because of beach erosion. Mayor Vince Serra says they've lost about 3 feet of sand at the north end after recent storms. Other coastal towns are seeing the same problem, just too much sand washing away.
The Coast Guard says it's outgrowing its Cape May Training Center, even with a big $425 million expansion project going on. They're training up to 5,000 recruits a year, and now they're looking for a second training site, and that could really be anywhere in the country. Congressman Jeff Van Drew of South Jersey says they're still figuring out where that could be.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, maybe a sprinkle or even a quick flurry, breezy with high around 51.
Morning. It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Just call him Chef Roll, ladies and gentlemen. Jelly Roll turned into Chef Roll down under after his Sydney show when he whipped up a late night Wagyu feast. He got his hands on. He got pretty hands on with the torch. He cooked up $100 a pound steak and cracking jokes the whole time. It actually looked absolutely delicious. I'm happy he shared it to Instagram. You can check out Chef Roll's concoction. Of course, we have it up for you. CatCountry1073.com. Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany are opening up about her dad's battle with dementia. They're calling it the long goodbye. And Jason says it actually inspired a new song of his called Help You Remember. It is going to be on the new album, which really captures those moments of like recognition and loss at the same time. It's raw. It's an emotional reminder to lean in on your people and find support through it. And that goes for the person battling dementia as well as all the loved ones. Jason and Brittany both are talking about the struggles they've been seeing her father endure with dementia right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country
107.3 with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday morning. You know what that means?
She could use a little good news today.
That's right, Jana. It's Good News Wednesday.
We want to hear all your good news. You can tell me anything. Joe says don't tell us about, like, what you ate last night that you think is good news. But, like, there is a line. But keep it positive, okay? That's what we're here for today.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. And good morning. Want to give a plug tomorrow. We got the big prizes tomorrow. Starting at 7:15, we're going to give away a pair of four-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood.
Ooh,
Eric,
it's going to be a good one.
Church, Post Malone, and we just learned Kelsey Ballerini is going to be there. So that'll be at 7:15 tomorrow. And then at 8:20, we got a big prize package for Bally's Atlantic City. The Amish Outlaws are there Saturday night at the Yard. By the way, that show is free, but your package includes a $250 food and beverage comp and an overnight stay in a beautiful suite at Bally's. That works. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Mark has sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you, Mark.
Mark, thanks a lot.
An angry wife says to her husband on the phone, "Where the heck are you?" The husband says, "Darling, do you remember that jewelry shop where you saw that diamond necklace and totally fell in love with it? And I didn't have the money at the time, but I said, it'll be yours one day." The wife turns sweet and says, "Oh, I remember that, my love." The husband says, "Oh, I'm at the bar next to the jewelry store." Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. It is Wednesday. You know what that means.
Good News Wednesday.
Right. We want to share your good news at 7:20. Let us know what's happening. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Poland. A man walked into an electronics store, grabbed a TV off the shelf, and ran for the door. Hey, it's just like America. While the store's employees got a good look at him, he was able to run away. He vanished down a busy street before he could be caught. Clerks were amazed a few days later when the exact same guy walked back into the store, this time pretending to be an angry customer claiming the store had failed to give him a warranty and the instruction manual for a TV he had just purchased. He was still standing in there in the store when the police arrived. We're three with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. That means Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
We want to hear about your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Need to know this morning. A state senator wants to keep a state takeover Atlantic City going, but not for as long as others want. Democrat John Bertuccelli just introduced a bill to extend the takeover for another 5 years. That's half as long as what a Republican senator is pushing for.
Brigantine is the latest shore town to declare a local state of emergency because of beach erosion. Mayor Vince Serra says they've lost about 3 feet of sand at the north end after recent storms. Other coastal towns are seeing the same problem, just too much sand washing away.
The Coast Guard says it's outgrowing its Cape May Training Center, even with a big $425 million expansion project going on. They're training up to 5,000 recruits a year, and now they're looking for a second training site, and that could really be anywhere in the country. Congressman Jeff Van Drew of South Jersey says they're still figuring out where that could be.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, maybe a sprinkle or even a quick flurry, breezy with high around 51.
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Here we go. It's time. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs.
Woo!
Happy birthday to our friend Kelly.
Kelly, we love you.
Or I could say here, our little friend Kelly.
Our little friend Kelly. Strong. She is tiny.
Happy birthday to Colleen Ricks of Rio Grande.
Kelly, we love you. Happy birthday, Colleen.
Colleen is, as far as I know, human size.
Size? Okay. Yes. Kelly is not. Kelly's a little nugget. But we love her. Moving on from
Kelly.
We're
going to get charged with sizeism.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday to Michael Cresta of Hamilton. Michael is 63.
Happy birthday.
Matthew from Galloway is 36. Jane Swindell from Linwood is 39. Happy birthday, Jane. Happy birthday to Melissa Allen. And Sarah Mastalski of Dennisville is 39. Happy birthday, Sarah. That's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. Recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout-out today, Sarah Mastalski of Dennisville. Sarah's 39.
Happy birthday.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Good news, a little good news today.
That's right, kids. It's Good News Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
The day we set aside to share your good news. To hear about all the bad things happening in the world. Good News Wednesday marches on. Even when the government shuts down, Good News Wednesday continues.
There's somebody experiencing good news somewhere, even if it's not Joe and I.
609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. From our app, we missed a birthday a couple of minutes ago, so we'll put this in as Good News Wednesday. How's that?
Sounds good.
Haley Seitz of Goshen has a birthday. Happy birthday, Haley Seitz.
Woo! Go, Haley.
Overall, good news, if you haven't heard this, some amazing sights in the sky. A lot of people posting it on Facebook last night and this morning of the Northern Lights. If you missed it, one more big shot tonight. We recommend between 10 and midnight. You might not see it, but there's a good chance you might. You just never know these things. We have all the details. CatCountry1073.com, the CatCountry 107.3 app. I was not up between 10 and midnight, so I don't know.
No, yeah.
Let's see. Also from our app, Marion says, things are starting to get Christmassy in Cape May. The Washington Street Mall got its first round of decorations. She says the Christmas candlelight tours will be starting soon in Cape May.
Oh, that's true. Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, the holidays. I go from, like, everything starts too soon to, like, as soon as we hit mid-November, I'm ready. Ready and raring.
609-383-1073 or the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app gets us your good news. Mike from EHT, after months of job hunting, I finally landed a new one.
That's amazing.
It's only 10 minutes from home. No more parkway traffic for me.
Ooh, yes, Mike. Snaps for Mike.
I live less than 10 minutes from work. Well, it's 6 minutes in the morning, about 9.5 minutes in the
afternoon. And about a 9 out of 10 chance that you're going to hit a deer.
Anna, it's Good News Wednesday. We want to hear your good news.
Your good news, a little good news.
609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Also from our app, Jessica from Egg Harbor City says, if you can't see the Northern Lights with the naked eye, try turning on your phone's camera and viewing it for there. She said it worked for myself and a few friends a few months ago when the Northern Lights were visible again then.
Nice.
Again, a lot of people saw the Northern Lights last night. You can see them again tonight. We have all the information on the Cat Country 107.3 app or at catcountry1073.com. And Jana thinks it's some kind of...
We don't have time.
What is it, chemtrails?
CERN! It's CERN! It's not the Northern Lights, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I said what I said. Look it up.
We did land on the moon, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Tina from Cape May Courthouse.
Sure,
good news Wednesday. My rescue dog, Daisy, just finished obedience training.
Aww. Oh, that's really good.
Tina says she still seals socks, but at least she sits when I tell her to now.
That's exactly right.
I have a bit of my own good news.
Ooh, okay.
I'm a good neighbor.
Yeah, you're a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
So,
Jake?
So, for some reason, in the last year, I don't know if there's different drivers or what, my house seems to be the drop-off house in the neighborhood for boxes.
You kind of live on the corner, so that makes sense.
Well, no, house on the corner. But, no, it doesn't make sense. They should be delivered to the person who ordered them.
But I'm just saying, so, people get lazy, they're just going to throw everything.
So,
everything to you.
Go home, get excited, there's a package on my porch, it's not for me. So, last night, I don't know, it was like 7, it was dark, it was at least 6. I think it was 7.
Isn't that sad? 7:30.
Got home, there's two pretty nice sized packages on my front porch, and I'm like,
ooh.
I know already these aren't for us.
Oh, okay.
So I look, and they're actually for a house literally 10 houses away, Jana. 10 houses down the street.
Is it like a one way? Is it like your street or what would be the point, I'm asking, in dropping it off at your house if it's that far away?
Because they got the address wrong. Instead of being like, say, 770, it was 780.
Oh, okay.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was like
10
away. So.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. When you get things delivered to your house, by the way, you have some options.
But don't
you
have GPS?
You can, what?
Don't they have GPS? Like, they could tell, like, that's not.
It's the address right there, and our houses have addresses right on them.
Right, I'm saying, but the delivery drivers, I'm like, thinking about it in my head, I'm like,
it's not the point here.
Say that it's further down. That would annoy me. Anyway, go ahead.
So when you get packages misdelivered to your house, you actually have some legal options.
Okay.
You can literally, if it's on your porch, you can take that package inside your house and keep it for yourself. I don't care what it is.
It's not right.
Sure, morally it's wrong, but legally, when something's delivered to you, you can keep it.
That's still, okay.
Again, morally wrong.
Yeah.
I'm morally right. So,
thank you to the person who actually delivered my package when I needed it,
Jana,
on Halloween.
What? Can I tell my story about
package delivery? I was just saying that happened to me, and I'm happy the person didn't keep it, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. So, again, I get delivered packages to my house. Two packages last night, very large.
And they're not yours.
They're not mine. I'm not a bad person. I don't take them in my house and keep them. I have two options. Two more options at that point. I could just leave them there and let somebody come and claim them. Or, as I often do, I could deliver them down the street to the house they're intended. So here I am, done, and it's, 44 degrees outside. It's cold.
It is cold. It was cold.
I'm carrying these packages all haphazardly down the lane. I go to the house that they belong to. I push their little doorbell. It's one of those Ring doorbells. I don't have a Ring doorbell, but when I push your Ring doorbell, you get some sort of notification that there's somebody at your front porch, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So since we're living in a society here, the perfect thing would be for you to answer the person at your door and say, hi, can I help you? Especially when you look at your Ring doorbell and you see a guy not dressed as a delivery man. I was dressed as
Joe Kelly,
private citizen at 7 p.m. And I'm holding two big packages. You could at least go, hi, can I help you?
Yeah, because you don't even have to get up off your couch. You can answer.
I know there's people in the house, too, by the way. I can tell there's people in the house.
Okay.
I ring the Ring doorbell. It goes, ding, 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 ding. Nothing happens. Nobody comes to the door. Nobody answers the doorbell. So I just go, well, here's your packages.
Can I ask you, do you know how old your neighbors are? Because I'm going to help you.
It doesn't matter.
I'm
it's a person.
You. No, correct.
It's a human being in society in
but
my
I'm
neighborhood.
Saying,
if, I don't care. What?
If people can't even order a pizza by picking up the phone,
but
let alone
there's
answer
somebody
the door.
At your door with packages in their arms. It's clearly not the delivery person.
I know what you're saying.
Why can't you
I understand.
Open your door or at the very least bring your little doorbell up in your app that you're already looking at because it already popped up and say, thank you. Why can't I get a thank you?
Because everybody's afraid to talk to humans now, and that's literally how we got in this mess.
Again, I could have taken those packages in my house and been playing with your little jumpy thing that you got, but I was nice.
Your jumpy thing?
All I asked for...
What does that
mean? I don't know what... I might have opened the package and resealed it.
Okay.
Why can't I get a thank you? By the way, we're running way late this morning. We have trivia coming up in about 10 minutes. That'll be late. We're talking about last night... got home.
Yeah.
And got some packages for a person literally 10 houses down my street. And I decided to be a good human, a good citizen of the world.
Right.
And take their packages that were kind of heavy, walk down the street in 42 degree weather and deliver them. So I got the packages to their house, hit their little Ring doorbell. I can tell there's people at the house, hit their little Ring doorbell. It goes ding, 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 ding. Nobody comes to the door. Nobody answers the Ring doorbell that, you know, is popping up on their phone or whatever.
Right.
So I just dropped the packages there. I could have just kept them. But I was a good person and delivered them, and I didn't even get a thank you.
I mean...
And apparently, Jana, I'm not alone. Let's go to the phone. Hi, Cat Country.
I got a quick story. I'm on my way to the hospital. I got to have some Venus tests done.
Oh, no.
But anyway, I live in Vineland at 1128 West Park Avenue. The house around the corner for me is 1128 New Peach. I brought him packages. The guy watched me through the Ring camera after he peeked at me through the window.
Oh.
Told me there was nobody home. They were in church. And he said, just leave it on the porch and go.
Great.
You love it?
You're welcome.
You love it?
Ew,
welcome.
That's awful.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, she hung up. I was going to ask her, what kind of test did she say? Penis test?
No, intravenous.
Oh, like, I was...
I'm Crojo.
Something in my ear. A door, Ring doorbell rabbit hole or something like that.
Yeah, we did. And,
so we're behind. It's 747 Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Since we're running late, we're kind of only going to do an abbreviated version. You're going to have, we're going to take one batch of phone calls and that's it. So if we don't get a winner in our first batch, we're done.
All right.
Up for grabs today on Trivia, $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City.
Nice.
Food, beer, fun. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. We love that place. Here's the question. Around the world every year, it's estimated some 50 million of these are stolen. And about anywhere between 1 and 3 million of them are stolen here in the United States. So worldwide, about 50 million of these are stolen every year. I'm going to give you a hint. It has nothing to do with identity theft.
Okay.
This is an actual thing that people are taking. Okay?
Yeah.
50 million of these, it's estimated, are stolen every year around the world. That's Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Again, we're running a little later than usual. It's 7:52. Looking for a winner on trivia this morning. Prize $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. Here's the question. Approximately 30 million of these are stolen a year around the world. 30 million are stolen each year around the world. About 1 in 3 million, it's estimated, in the United States. Again, it's nothing to do with identity. It's actually a thing. It's something you can take from here home.
Got it. All right.
All right. What's being stolen at such an alarming rate, and why don't we know this? Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it phones?
No, it's not phones. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it like your trash cans you put outside?
That's so funny.
It sounds like you have a problem in your neighborhood. No, 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 that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country.
How about bicycles?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think we'd get a winner today. Third caller, we got a winner. You got it.
I got it. And you know what, Joe? We got it. We just got back from Amsterdam. Wow. And our tour guide said in 10 years, he had 14 of his bikes stolen.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
More than one per year.
That's awesome that you knew the answer. What's your name?
Jim from Summers Point.
Jim, we've got a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 30 million are stolen every year. It's just amazing. 1 in 3 million in the United States, although no one knows because most bicycle thefts are never reported.
Right. That would make sense.
Who is stealing bicycles?
And why?
And what are you doing with them?
Right.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Joe this morning. A state senator wants to keep the state takeover Atlantic City going, but not for as long as others want. Democrat John Bertuccelli just introduced a bill to extend the takeover for another 5 years. That's half as long as what a Republican senator is pushing for.
Brigantine is the latest shore town to declare a local state of emergency because of beach erosion. Mayor Vince Serra says they lost about 3 feet of sand at the north end after recent storms. Other coastal towns are seeing the same problem, just too much sand washing away.
The Coast Guard says it's outgrowing its Cape May Training Center, even with a big $425 million expansion project going on. They're training up to 5,000 recruits a year, and now they're looking for a second training site, and that could really be anywhere in the country. Congressman Jeff Van Drew of South Jersey says they're still figuring out where that could be.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, maybe a sprinkle or even a quick flurry, breezy with high around 51.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, don't forget to act like a decent person today.
Always. Please, please do.
Number two, pandas are living proof that it's okay to be kind of an idiot as long as you're super adorable.
There you go.
Number three, we go to different rabbit holes.
That's yes. I would say yes.
Number four, they were trying to talk to me from a different room with the water running, Your Honor.
That's what?
I can't hear you. We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Standing in line for a prescription at Walgreens with my 8-year-old, and the line's backed up into the family planning aisle. Now my kid is giving an enthusiastic live reading of Ribbed for her pleasure. Thanks for the family bonding.
I hope you got that on video.
And here's the deal. We want to send you to see Luke Combs in Las Vegas. We got a brand new trip. Starts Monday morning at 8:20. You'll have to grab the codes. 5 codes a day. Grab as many as you can. Put them in our app. You can win the trip to get airfare, round trip airfare for you and your pal, hotel, and tickets to the show in Las Vegas.
Nice.
It happens Monday morning at 8:20. Of course, we just gave away that Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas trip. And earlier this week, we had a chance to congratulate the winner, Angie.
This is Angie.
Angie, it's Joe and Jonna from Cat Country 107.3.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, do you ever use the Cat Country 107.3 app?
I use it quite frequently, and then I have it at home on the Alexa. So, yeah.
Well, we know that you used it in the last couple of weeks or so to enter our Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas contest.
I did.
We have some big news for you, Angie.
Angie.
Congratulations, you won the trip.
Oh, my gosh.
We are so serious. Airfare, hotel, $500 in cash. Tickets to... Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. As promised, I challenge Jonna. We're going to play which came first. I'm going to give you four pairs of things. Which one came first? Ready?
Okay, yes.
Which came first, dry cleaning or the clothes dryer?
Dry cleaning.
The clothes dryer, $17.99. It was a hand-cranked tumble dryer. Dry cleaning, not till $18.45.
Dang it.
The electric hair dryer... or the perm?
Perm.
The electric hair dryer, $18.90.
Dang it.
The perm, $19.06.
Dang it.
0 for 2. Next up, which came first? Lego blocks or Lincoln Logs?
Lincoln Logs.
Lego blocks, $19.55.
Jeez.
Lincoln Logs, $19.16.
Oh, good. Okay, so Lego. I got one right. Yeah.
Stop overreacting before you even know.
Well, you switch up your pattern.
That's correct.
I can't help it.
Keep it
with
fresh.
My nerves.
Which came first? The toothpaste tube?
Yeah.
Or toothpaste?
Toothpaste.
The toothpaste tube, $18.62. Toothpaste, $1,600.